Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio to open God's eternal Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, and verse number 17, where the Word of God said, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." And for several days on the broadcast, we've been looking at the subject, dealing with the will of God. I pointed out to you, first of all, that we must understand the will of God. And I took the time of the broadcast yesterday to review that study, which we did several broadcasts back. We must understand that there is the printed will of God. It's written in the Word of God, and therefore it's public for all of us. As we rightly divide the word of truth, then we are to do what the Bible teaches. Then we found there was the personal will of God. God has particular things for each individual to do. And then I pointed out to you there is the progressive will of God. The good will of God is that you be saved. And then the acceptable will of God is that you grow and progress in your Christian life. And then the perfect will of God is the mature will of God that you encompass everything in your life that God plans for you to do in His will. And so we looked at understanding the will of God. Now I want to take some time on the broadcast today and review the second thought which we've studied. And then we'll move on and conclude our study, the Lord willing, throughout the days of this week. But not only must we understand the will of God, but then we studied the undertaking the will of God. I am convinced there are those who listen by the radio who want to do the will of God, but you don't know what to do. And so I want to take the time of the broadcast today and review and then progress on in our study of the Word of God. In undertaking the will of God, there is man's part, which God will not do, and there is God's part, which man cannot do. Now, God does not want us to miss the will of God, but God wants us to understand, and then God wants us to undertake the will of God. And so that's what we're going to look at for the time of the broadcast today. Preacher, I listened to the radio today. I know I'm saved. I would love to know God's will. I would love to do God's will. What do I need to do? Let me give you man's responsibility, and then we'll look at God's work in our lives in progressing us into the will of God. For man's part, I simply call preparation for the will of God. And then God's part, I call progression into the will of God. Now, for man's part, first of all, if you want to know God's will, you must be sure of your salvation. Get it settled that you know that you're saved. You know that you've been born again. Your name's written down in heaven, and you're heaven bound. You see, you will never amount to much in the work of God until you get it settled that you are saved by God's amazing grace. So that must be settled. And I pointed out to you that we can know we're saved, first of all, by the Word of God. Second, we can know we're saved by the witness of the Holy Ghost. And thirdly, we can know we're saved by the work of heaven's grace that God works in our life. The Bible still says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So, my friend, in order to prepare yourself for the will of God, be sure of your salvation. Then number two, I said to you, in order to prepare yourself for the will of God, you must separate yourself from all known sin. God will never reveal his will to a person who is living in willful disobedience to the word of God that God has laid out before us. If you want to know God's will, get out of the sinning business. I know we will never be sinlessly perfect in this walk of life, but I want to tell you, friend, you cannot play around in sin and ever know the will of God. But my friend, you must be sure in your salvation. Number two, you must be separated from all sin. The Bible even mentions in the book of Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 1, the Bible said, "Wherefore, seeing that we are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." So we must be settled in our salvation. We must be separated from all known sin. Then number three, we must be saturated with the scriptures. You want to know the will of God? Get in the Word of God. The Word of God is God's method of revealing to us the will of God. So get in the Bible. Study the Word. Ask God to speak to you as you read the pages of the Word of God. Then number four, to prepare for the will of God, there must be sincerity in supplication. If you will get serious and sincere with God in your prayer life, God will reveal his will to you. But God is not going to reveal his will to you until you get serious and sincere with God about what his will is for you. Then number five, there must be surrender to the Spirit of God. Let the Holy Spirit have complete liberty to take total leadership of your life, and he will lead you into the will of God. God is not going to tie a rope around you and drag you into his will. You must surrender to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Be obedient to every leading and directing that he does in your life. So your part in preparation for the will of God, be sure of your salvation, be separated from all known sin, then be saturated with the scriptures, be sincere in your supplication, and be surrendered fully to the Holy Spirit. This is your part, that you would just be willing to be anything, do anything, or go anywhere that God wants you to do. And again, I remind you, the will of God is the safest place. It is the greatest purpose, and it is the best plan for your life. Then, after we see our part in preparation for the will of God, then we look at God's part, and we find God working in progressing us into the will of God. I use this illustration as I preach in pulpits across America on this subject. If you are sitting on the entrance ramp down by the interstate, then it only takes you a couple of minutes to get into the main flow of traffic and driving at interstate speed. But if you are several blocks or even 2 or 3 miles away from the interstate, then you're going to have to make some curves. You're going to have to stop at some stop signs. And you're going to have to go through some traffic before you get to the main flow of the traffic on the interstate. You see, here's what I'm saying. God has to take us from where we are into his will. You may be close to the will of God, and you may get in the will of God immediately. Then it may take you some time of praying and searching the scriptures before you will ever get into the will of God. But I remind you, your part in the preparation, be sure of your salvation, be separated from all known sin, be saturated with the scriptures, be sincere in your supplication, and be surrendered to the Spirit. Now, as this happens and these works are inseparable, but God will start moving in a progressive manner to take lordship of your life, of your will. He must overcome your will and conquer your will, so you surrender to his will. You say, what will he do, preacher? Well, I mentioned five things. First of all, God will begin by cautioning you. God will see how quick you're going to respond when God throws the caution light on some things that you're doing. Then second, God will not only caution you, but God will counsel you. And when he does, listen. God will talk to you about some things that are going on in your life. You see, you cannot get out there in the deep water of the will of God and then not listen to God. You'll be in trouble. So God will train you before he ever brings you into the fullness of the will of God. And then number three, God will convict you of some things. You see, friend, if you're not willing to be convicted by the Holy Spirit of sins that are in your life, and you're not willing to stop them, lay them aside, then you will never know and have the joy of fulfilling the will of God. But dear friend, until you become willing for God to caution you, and you beware, until you become willing for God to counsel you, and you listen to what he's saying, and until you be willing for God to convict you and you stop what you're doing, you will never know the will of God. But then number four, not only God will caution you, he'll counsel you, he'll convict you, but then God will concern you. He will put something in your heart to do in the work of God. When he does, get involved. Do not procrastinate. Do not let somebody else do it. But as God works a work of grace in your heart to do something in the service of God, then, my friend, get involved. Whatever it is, and wherever it might be, there is something in your local church that can be used of God to prepare you and progress you to the work that God has in his will for you. So get involved. Get involved. Whatever the Holy Ghost is putting in your heart, get involved. The world says, follow your dream. But as Christians, we must follow the burden that God works in our life by his Spirit and by his grace. And then number five, in this progression into the will of God, not only will God caution you, and when he does, beware, God will counsel you, and when he does, listen. God will convict you, and when he does, stop. God will concern you, and when he does, get involved. But God will call you, and when God calls you, then don't procrastinate. Go with God. And my friend, God will direct you through these procedures into the will of God. Understand the will of God, and then undertake the will of God. Father, take the word, use it to your glory, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.